Democratic gubernatorial candidate Sue Minter decided back in May she would no longer accept campaign contributions directly from corporations. That pledge has not cramped her fundraising style, though. Strong support from women has given Minter a financial edge over her Republican rival, Phil Scott. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports.
Barbara Lee has always chafed at the gender imbalance in state and national politics. About 20 years ago, she decided to do something about it.
I'm a woman on a mission.
These days, that mission includes getting Sue Minter elected governor of Vermont.
When women are at the head of the table, you know, they prioritize the issues that are important for families, and they really can change the conversation.
Lee lives in Boston, where she runs a foundation that works to advance female representation in American politics. Lee contributed $4,000 to Minter's campaign, the maximum allowed under Vermont law. More importantly, though, she and other female luminaries have introduced Minter to a network of well-resourced political donors. According to a VPR analysis of campaign finance disclosures, women account for 42% of the more than $1.5 million that Minter's campaign raised through October 1st. It might not sound like a hefty proportion, but by the standards of even modern-day political campaigns, where male donors dominate, it's a notable deviation from the norm.
Our network and our members know about the opportunity that we have in Vermont.
That's Rachel Thomas, press secretary at Emily's List, which is a national group trying to get pro-choice Democratic women into office.
There are so few women governors across the country right now, and electing Sue would really bring a strong woman's voice to an executive position.
Thomas says women across the country have a stake in Vermont's race for governor, and the numbers support that claim. VPR's analysis shows Sue Minter has gotten $645,000 from female donors. Phil Scott, by comparison, has collected less than $200,000 from women, who account for only about 18% of his campaign's total fundraising haul. Emily's List issued its endorsement of Minter back in February. In doing so, it unleashed a flood of donations from some of the organization's 3 million members, many of whom have taken an interest in the Vermont governor's race despite the fact that they won't be able to vote in it. Minter's campaign has brought in $117,000 from donors in California, $114,000 from Massachusetts residents, and $109,000 from New Yorkers. All told, 40% of Minter's total campaign haul, more than $600,000, comes from out-of-state donors. Rachel Thomas says many of those contributors learned of Minter's candidacy from Emily's List.
We know that Sue will stand up for women's access to health care and make sure that women have the opportunities and the resources they need to succeed.
There are only 6 female governors in the country right now. Minter is one of 2 Democratic women trying to join their ranks this cycle. Boston resident Barbara Lee says her network and groups like Emily's List are leveling the financial playing field in those races.
People perceive women as not being able to fundraise as effectively as men because there are more men who are able to make larger contributions than many women.
Complicating Minter's financial strategy was her decision to reject contributions directly from corporate entities. Minter has benefited from outside expenditures from various interest groups, including one organization promoting wind energy, and she accepts cash from representatives of businesses. According to VPR's analysis, she took in about $160,000 from the presidents, CEOs, partners, or owners of corporate entities. That pales in comparison to the $623,000 that Phil Scott has taken from businesses or the men and women who run them, but some argue that that imbalance will be to Minter's advantage. Craig Holman is a government affairs lobbyist for Public Citizen, a consumer advocacy group founded by Ralph Nader in the 1970s.
By the way, one of the very few lobbyists who actually calls himself a lobbyist.
Holman's organization is among the groups pushing for an all-out ban on corporate contributions to candidates for public office.
These are businesses. They should be focused on business activity. They should not be trying to elect our candidates.
Holman says Minter's pledge might have cost her some money in the short term, but with polls showing that voters are more fed up than ever with the role of corporate money in elections, Holman says Minter has provided a, quote, very important symbolic gesture.
Many candidates, especially on the Democratic side in this election, are tapping into that sentiment and may well ride an electoral wave to victory because of it.
Vermonters will find out whether or not that's the case when they head to the polls on November 8th. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.